The winners of our Flash Fiction Contest are in. Remember, we asked for 3-minute futures, 5 to 600 word stories set in the near future using plausible science. The good news is there's no limit to the creative imagination of public radio listeners. The bad news? You might not want to live in the future they imagine. Here's our first place winning entry, Social Scene Alert, from J.M. Perkins in San Diego.
Hello, Sarah Johnson. As a premium subscriber of the Social Scene community, your account comes with several gold-level features. We find that some of our subscribers aren't even aware of all the associated benefits of their premium subscription. However, we regret to inform you that one of your advanced features,
Adultery Tracker,
has been activated with regards to
Mark Johnson.
What?
You are receiving this letter because the person you are currently listed as being in a relationship,
marriage,
with
Mark Johnson,
has a
high, greater than 75%,
chance of beginning an affair with one of your first-tier friends,
Eunice Pegwell,
within the next 3 months.
Eunice?
This has been determined through a number of tracking points analyzed through Social Scene's proprietary algorithms, most notably profile view history, comment keyword tracking, and liking behavior.
Click here to view a non-proprietary version of the associated data with human-readable explanation.
Due to a lack of corresponding message data, we estimate a
high, greater than 75%,
probability that
Mark Johnson
and
Eunice Pegwell
are primarily using another communication vehicle to extend their relationship. Also, based on previous collected correlating data, this affair has a
low, less than 50%,
chance of being kept a secret between the two of them. A
medium, greater than 50%,
chance of placing serious strain on your relationship. And a
high, greater than 75%,
chance of ending with a divorce. Moreover, due to your and
Mark Johnson's
personnel data, renegotiating your relationship into a polyamorous arrangement has a
low, less than 25%
probability of success. Sponsored material.
Maria Tompkins, Anaheim's top-rated relationship counselor. Over 13 years experience and a 99% positive review rating. Specializing in making sense of Social Scene data with real-world advice concerning pre-conscious attraction and pre-action infidelity. Beat the odds and save your marriage today.
In 1 week, Anaheim's oldest and most sensuous orgy, the Sexus, will be celebrating its 5th anniversary. Multiple streaming and participation options. Special packages available to couples with recently altered relationship statuses. Get your groove back by expanding your sexual horizons today.
We understand that this news is difficult to receive, but as always, we believe that giving our subscribers access to the latest and best analyzed social knowledge helps make the world a better place. We've included a coupon for a free 1-hour session with Chandra, the Social Scene Automated Relationship Counselor, and or for discounted re-enrollment in our premium dating services. Always remember, thousands of potentials are only a click away within the Social Scene Prospect Network. Our condolences, the team at Social Scene.
Click here to unsubscribe or manage your subscriptions.
The first place winner in our Flash Fiction Contest, J.M. Perkins from San Diego, wrote that story. Let's see what he has to say about it.
John speaking.
Hi, John. This is Anne Strainchamps calling from To the Best of Our Knowledge.
Okay.
Your story won first place in our 3-Minute Futures Contest. Congratulations.
Wow. That's excellent news.
I'm curious, how did you come up with it?
I came up with it because I watched my own behavior on social media, and I heard that for Facebook, they track every click. So it's not just what you like and what you don't like, but what you're viewing and how long you spend viewing it, what have you. And so I'm like, well, if they got good enough with the algorithms, they could predict some pretty scary things. That's like kind of the origin of the story.
Well, John, congratulations again, and thank you so much for entering the contest.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed the story.
J.M. Perkins from San Diego. So judging from the stories we got, all 750 of them, public radio listeners are kind of worried about the future, especially future technologies. They're creeped out by delivery drones. Nobody wants Amazon or Target dropping off packages from the sky. That does not go well in these stories. They are also deeply suspicious of any technology that promises to extend life, but they do think it would be kind of cool to own a talking, thinking car. You can read a selection of our favorite stories at ttbook.org, and we'll hear the next two winners in a bit.